Stuck in traffic? Not quite. Stuck on, well, in an airport lounge trying to get a flight is Julian or Sunny Arahanga. Ngāti Raukawa and Tati Paparangi. And today we're talking about the acknowledgement and due acknowledgement for a piece that he's worked on as the director of The Stolen Children of Aotearoa, which is a very powerful documentary exposing the systemic abuse of tamariki and state care and amplifying the voices of survivors. Hey, Sunny, tēnā koe, ko Dale, tēnā. Thanks very much for joining us on Wāte. Te rangatira, tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, Dale, o tira, tēnā koe te tata.
Kia ora, man. Where are you? What airport you stuck in, Sunny?
In Wellington, where we live. But yeah, the weather's come in and we're doing our best to get to Ōtautahi. We have a mokopapa to go to.
Oh, well, I hope it works out. Reports aren't great, actually. All the flights in Wellington grounded at the moment, bro.
Yep, everywhere. So she's a, I don't know, she's a bit of luck to see if you can slip through. We're pretty much ridden today off, I think.
Okay, okay. Oh, well, let's,
kia ora, bro. Good to hear from you.
And thank you. I want to congratulate you on this piece. You know, it's a very powerful film and podcast series. The film's just won Best Indigenous Feature at the Wailuku Film Festival, which celebrates underrepresented and Indigenous voices. What does this recognition in Maui mean to you and the kaupapa behind the documentary, Sunny?
Oh, firstly, I think, you know, it's a great acknowledgement to all the people that participated in the documentary, all of the survivors that gave their time and their aroha and their courage to tell their story. But also, you know, people like Aaron Smail and our team of filmmakers that, you know, did all the hard yards to bring this film together, which wasn't easy. And then I think the Wailuku Film Fest in Maui, this is its inaugural year. So it's a first, and I have a bit of a passionate love affair for the Hawaiian Islands. I've never actually been to Maui, but I was in over there last year, and I was really, really well looked after. And so for the film to be playing over there and to reach audiences over there, I mean, they have a shared experience. Theirs is a bit different. That the fact that they're dealing with America or the United States, but they definitely have those shared experiences. And I think for them, it's a real insight into the challenges that we've faced here and still face today. So yeah, I think the team is just very encouraged and very proud that their work is being seen around the motu, around the Pacific.
Tēnā koe, brother. Look, you've worked on drama, and that can be powerful, but there's something about real, isn't there? And as you were compiling this work, were there times when it was very confronting for you as well, perhaps even emotionally moving? I mean, this isn't, well, it's dramatic, but it's not made up. This is so real, so raw. How did it affect you at times when people had the generosity to be so frank about their reality?
I think every day was a challenge, and challenges in different ways, because for us, just stepping into those spaces, you know, was a challenge in itself, and having to mentally prepare and spiritually prepare for the stories you're about to receive. It takes, you know, quite a bit of you to do that. I guess the thing is that at the end of the day, we could always, you know, detach ourselves from those stories, but the people who've had that lived experience, it's with them forever. But we, you know, we tried our best to develop processes for the individuals, for ourselves, for our crew, to ensure that everybody could go in and out of those spaces in a safe way.
What are you suggesting there? Karakia before and after, or was there some other strategy that you employed as the senior figure, the director of this kaupapa? How else did you think it appropriate to protect those involved?
Oh, no, much more than just karakia. You know, that's kind of what we do on a daily basis anyway. But no, I'm talking much more about how do we put the right support around the survivors. And, you know, it took a real shift for us because our academic brain, let's say, goes, oh, yeah, let's have psychologists to help them navigate the thing. You know, how are we going to... So if these memories are triggering things, what are the types of things we put into place? And so, you know, we had that idea that, you know, we were doing the right thing by creating a team of psychologists and other forms of support, but these people don't trust anyone. So they've had psychologists and they're state appointed. And so then when we're going, hey, this is a strategy, a plan that we have, they're looking at us like, oh, I don't want that. And they kind of put you in the same boat as the state. But we found that, you know, through discussions and talking with them, we were able to design strategies and plans together. And the people they most like around them are other survivors, people who have had the same lived experience, who have worked through these things and are now working in those fields. So that was an interesting learning for us, you know, a bit of humble pie, but you know, taking that lesson of what those people, what their needs were, and ensuring that the things that we do to help protect them are what they need, not our perceived vision of how things should be.
A really interesting challenge for a filmmaker. And normally, I guess, driven and hoping for commercial success. I guess there was a different driver here and wanting to uphold the mana of those who were sharing their reality. It differs from some of the other work you've done, eh, Sonny?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's been with us for a while, this type of work, working with vulnerable people. I think 2011 we made the series Songs from the Inside, which we ended up doing 3 seasons of that. And it's really funny that you say that, because we are just in the stages of finishing, you know, our first ever vertical microdrama. And the microdrama, it's kind of straight to social media style, short form, 10 times 3 minutes show. And but it has elements of the Stolen of Children of Aotearoa that run through it. So, but in this format, we're able to take a bit of creative license and tell the story that we want to tell, which has actually been quite a nice change to have that kind of freedom. So we're looking forward to bringing that to audiences and that across Aotearoa and the globe very, very shortly.
Tēnā koe, it's not a term I'm so familiar with, so thank you for that. A vertical micro drama, 10 3-minute programs that incorporate aspects of drama and storytelling in a shortened up version and going straight to the net. Just finally, and I thank you, Sally, for sharing corridor about this. Also, you know, without knowing them, want to acknowledge those who contributed to the creation of the piece, The Stolen Children of Aotearoa, the fact it's been recognised by our whanaunga from Hawaii and no doubt beyond. But with the film helping bring national attention to the abuse and care system affecting hundreds, and we're still going through it, affecting hundreds and thousands of our tamariki, many of them Māori, what changes or conversations are you hoping that's going to continue to drive going forward, Sonny?
Oh, that's such a big question, bro. When we look at the current state of things, my friend Warren Maxwell, I saw he posted something the other day. He doesn't post a lot, but it was about how education in 2024 budget had received $45 million for additional teachers and this type of thing, but how the police had received $190 million and then $30 million top up as well, and the corrections department had received $800 million. So that's $1 billion on law and order and the judicial system. And I'm like, and $45 million on education. You know, until there's some sort of a shift in the way that. The governments perceive where the problems are and where resources are. I'm not sure that much is going to change at all, though.
I take your point. Our listeners do as well. Well, listen, the weather in Wellington served as a bonus to us because we had a few more extra moments that recorded all with you. Again, I know that you're humble enough to deflect accolades to the team and to those who shared themselves in the making of The Stolen Children of Aotearoa, but somebody had to guide the ship, and you've done a wonderful job in doing that, not just for them, but for all of us, Sonny. So thanks very much. All the best with the next mahi. When's this new vertical micro-drama going to hit our screens?
Yeah, it's going to be released on the Whakaata Māori social media platforms and also through Te Tauira Whiri, Reo Māori. It's a fun show, which is another good challenge for us and myself on my own real journey. The show is called Kiri, and it's about a young matakite, or we use in the Aotea Mita, or the Aotea vocabulary, we use the word tiro tiro mata. She's a young tiro tiro mata or healer in the 1980s. So stand by.
Wonderful to talk with you, Julian, Sonny, Ngā mihi. Thanks for spending some time with us today. Tēnā koe, bro.
Always a pleasure, my man.
Kia ora.
Kia ora, my bro.
Me koe hoki. Mauri ora, Sonny. Sonny Arahanga, a wonderful filmmaker, and proudly from Raitihi.